You doing your thing at the job, you know what I'm saying? And now you're growing successful because you was telling me that you started your own branch when you wanted to come back to Florida and create this whole team. So now I know the dream was still there with music and stuff, but now the business is doing so good because I found myself at a point in time where I got a secure job working at this medical school back in the day. And I was doing good. They was feeding me good. And I was like, shit, I'm getting everything I wanted from this job that I wanted from rap. So why rap? You know what I'm saying? So what actually motivated you to keep that dream alive and come back with it? You know, cause you still got the solar thing going on, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what pays the bills. That's what finances and helps me with all my investments. You know, I just had to learn how to balance my time, you know, and there's a couple of things. First, you go chase your career. After you chase your career and you get good at that, then you go chase your dreams, which I didn't know. Sometimes that's the same thing for people. Sometimes
they do it backwards.
Or they do it backwards. So they go chase their dreams, which doesn't pay them. So they struggle. Like, I'm not going to lie. And I learned this after I got out. I went on the road with Gunplay before I got a job. I was in the streets and I saw the behind the scenes, and I realized I didn't want to live like that. I don't want to be at the mercy of a label.
Elaborate more on that? Like what situation
so
you didn't like?
You remember Gunplay, Bible on the Dash, right? He had a good record, Bible on the Dash. Then like
I think we drove to Naples or Newport Richie one time, and the club was kind of dead for the Gunplay show, remember?
So this is the thing, we went. This is late, a little bit later on, right?
Okay.
Gunplay had a song called Bible on a Dash. He also, at the same time, had just slapped up his account and caught a case. My boy was managing him. And MMG, or whoever it was, Def Jam, decided to drop his budget because they didn't know if the record was going to take off, if he was going to take off. And so they went and they put his South by Southwest budget, which was $9,000, and they shortened it to $2,000. And I saw what that does to artists. I saw what that can do to your, and bro, it's a business. It's the music business. And I saw that, and I saw what we had to make work. And my dude and Gunplay did a great job with making it work. But it opened my eyes to being at the mercy of these people, these record executives, these labels, your boy who owns the label. And I did.
Essentially owns you.
And to me, Nipsey Hussle said it the best, bro. I want to go and I want to own my own masters. I want to own. I don't want to be a slave for somebody else. Never have, never will. I want to own my own stuff. I want my failures to be because of me, not because of a record label. I want my wins to be because I put in the hard work and that was the results. I just want to work hard and live with the results, but I don't want to work hard and then somebody tell me, yeah, we're not feeling that. Because that ain't going to sit well with me. It didn't. And so what I realized is that I needed to generate a high income earning skill to be able to chase my dreams at the level that I chase my dreams at. Because I'd rather have 2 lions than 100 sheep all day. And so
God damn it, man. I love it. Keep going.
Right. So if it's got to be me and my right-hand man who's out here passing CDs or passing stickers or QR codes or sticking those things up or pushing my records and that, then it's going to be me and my man, and I know it's going to be me and my man that eats. Always been that way, always will be. I would rather have it me and my man than me and 100 people I don't know who really don't give a shit until if I'm not hot anymore.
Right. So that was the motivation to go independent.
To go not just independent. Yes, independent, but some people have an independent artist and they have investors. I wanted to be my own investor. I wanted to be an investor in my own stuff. I wanted to invest my own things. So that way I come to these labels and I say, look, this is what we're doing. We technically don't need you, but we want to work with you.
Right.
We want to partner up. Not me be a slave. I want to be a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're already getting the results that we want. Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue to do so. And we want you to invest. But you can't own me. We already are too big for that. We know the game. And that's what I want people to understand too. Like, I teach people now, it's about offering opportunities. Because now these opportunities that are happening for me, I want to give those opportunities to other artists. I do it for Solar. I teach other people how to make money. I was able to hire my wife. My wife quit her job. She believed in the opportunity. And now she's succeeding. And that's the opportunity that I want with that. You put your circle on, bro. The people actually care about you.
Yeah, you empower your circle, man. That's a fact. Okay, yeah, a lot of people don't know that, man. A lot of people, especially, you know, I hate to say it, in Tampa where we was living, it's like they just want to be the man just because, and they want to be the top dog. And it's like, it ain't really about that, because none of that means anything, especially when you local. It's like, the man here for what? You know what I'm saying? Where is that actually going to get you? You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad you didn't fall into that crab in the bucket mentality. You know, you was always above the environment.
And bunch of lobsters. Bunch of lobsters, bro. You know? And bro, I sit back and I realize I'm glad you're touching on that because, you know, you're not the only person to say that. How I got to get more famous in my city by going out of my city? Well, that's because you local to these people. But guess what I'm popping? I'm popping off in Colombia.
Mm.
In Colombia, right. People's looking at me like I'm... And to me, I think it's us being in the local mindset.
Mm.
It was us saying, you know, yeah, I want to be popping in my city.
Right.
You know what? I prefer for my city to not even know who I am because I can walk around like I'm safe. Okay?
Yeah. And I think people don't really think like that until they leave the city. You know, I think that crab in the bucket mentality comes from not ever leaving the city. So that's preach. All you know.
Preach.
No,
I had to get out of my city to be able to get it.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the people that are in that city, they only attach themselves to what's successful. If you're just local, then you're just a regular. Like, I read some book where it's like, when you become more accessible, your value decreases. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to be a celebrity, bro. You got to be inaccessible. You got to be... Yeah, and bro, you can't make your time available to anyone. It's the same kind of mentality as you don't want something that's been ran through. You want to be the new person, the flavor of the month, year, like not the. Oh, this is just vanilla.
Yeah,
yeah. And I think that's what we bringing now, bro. And I think you over there, where you at in Cali, getting out of the city. You know, doing your thing. Bro, I want to tell you, man, sometimes, especially during my time of trying to come up, me seeing you on commercials, me seeing you on Under Armour stuff, getting thrown Cam Newton throwing you passes. You over here got the helmet thing on. I see you, bro. You see you over here, the Mr. Detective. And that made me feel like I was, my dreams were attainable.
That's what's up, man.
So thank you for having me, bro.
Thank you, man. Thank you for giving me those props, man, because it's like, that's pretty much what I do it for, is like, to inspire others is my main motivation. That's what keeps me going. So even if it's like one person out of like the 12,000 people on Instagram that tells me, yo, I'm proud of you, keep doing your thing, you inspire me, that keeps me going 100%. You know what I'm saying? That's all I need. That's all I need. So,
bro, I thought about, when I saw you on those things, on those shows, on the commercials, in the movies, you know, I told my boy, I told my girl, I was like, yo, my boy's in here. But I know that what you had, because I know you, I know what you had to do. You had to pick up and move. You had to pick up, you had to actually put on a jacket or a shirt and go to an audition. And put yourself out there to even get to that point and see the hard work. And we spoke during those times, man. And when I actually saw it come to fruition, I don't care what it was on. Yo, it could have been on, I don't care. You could have been on a Glade plug-in thing, bro. I looked at the production, and I said, if he could do it, I could do it.
Facts, man. That's a fact. And you're doing it, man. You got the VH1 shit. I ain't getting no VH1 opportunity yet. Goddamn. Now that's motivation for me. Coming, I got bro. Something else to do.
It's coming, man. It's coming, bro. And, bro, 2021, man. So
now tell me now that you accumulated this success, you know what I'm saying? Well, tell me the story behind the billboard. How did that part come to fruition?